Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey now, Semper Fi, Semper Friday. Welcome in to the Friday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Mark Menard at Master Control. I'm Christian Garrick, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. In about 10 minutes, we'll step in here via the old-fashioned way, the phone lines. And, you know, Robert Kraft gift-wrapped it for us today. Patriots owner. Robert Kraft, charged in a prostitution sting in Jupiter, Florida. I mean, you put it on a tee for us, Robert. You couldn't have been a little bit any more negligent in your attempt to solicit a prostitute. And I'm not trying to make light of any of this because there's potential human trafficking going on at this Jupiter, Florida spa. But if you're Robert Kraft, you got to be... I mean, you got $6 billion, $6 billion. And there's got to be a more discreet way, if you choose to partake in that kind of act, that you could have planned out better, been a little bit more discreet about it. You've got $6 billion. You've got people that work for you that can make this a lot simpler than going to some spa in Jupiter, Florida for services like that. It makes me go... Look, once again, an NFL owner trying to get something on the cheap. It shouldn't surprise me because NFL owners typically are trying to get the best bargain they can for everything. Now, apparently, Robert Kraft is at it with prostitution. But I heard Scoot earlier saying about the legalization of prostitution, et cetera. That's a conversation that he can have. I'm not condoning it. I think that the biggest thing is I'm not surprised by it. I'm not surprised by it at all, especially billionaires, millionaires. They're the ones that typically, A, they can afford those kind of things, and B, they kind of want the anonymity of it. But then again, he's on camera. They have video of the act of Robert Kraft. We don't know exactly how much he paid, right? It's $39 for a half hour, $79 for a full hour in this spa, this massage parlor. But the authorities in Jupiter, Florida, say they have Robert Kraft on camera committing this act. Let's get to those bites. Here's Florida Chief of Police Daniel Kerr. He goes back and forth with a reporter asking questions about the two accounts.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others. And that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many accounts may he face?
Right now we have two.
So that would be two separate incidences or visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, or one visit with multiple charges from that one visit?
Two different visits.
So it's not just one. And, oh, by the way, he had his driver drive him to the strip mall where this spa is located. And I'm laughing because I'm going, how did a guy amass $6 billion being this dumb? Detective Andrew Sharp says Kraft was, again, driven to the parlor.
The times that Mr. Kraft was there, he was driven. And that name and information is, like I stated, it will be contained in the probable cause affidavit.
So there is an arrest warrant out for Patriots owner Robert Kraft. And apparently, according to some league insiders, there's another big shoe to drop. Robert Kraft is not the big name, the biggest name on this list. That makes you think. That makes you wonder who else. Detective Andrew Sharp explains how the summons works. All right, we'll get the Andrew Sharp, detective for Jupiter PD, explains how summons works. All right, we'll get to that in a few moments. What we're going to do is we'll step away and come back here. Your phone calls are welcome at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, has been charged in a prostitution sting. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
The video that we obtained, it shows the act that took place. On every gentleman that you have a list of, the act that took place is recorded on that video. The question was, does the video contain Mr. Kraft inside receiving the alleged acts? The answer to that is yes.
Whew. More controversy for the Patriots and Robert Kraft, the owner. Remember now, Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, got in some trouble. He was suspended 6 games. They're going to have some sort of repercussion for Robert Kraft. I know some might roll their eyes and say, no, he's too chummy with Roger Goodell. Yeah, but Roger Goodell has to in this case. Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged in a prostitution sting. What do you make of it? Is it a big deal or not? I mean, you heard Scoot talking about prostitution should be legal. Not advocating that. But where it becomes a big deal potentially is if there were sex and human trafficking going on at this particular spa, this parlor. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Text here at 870-870 says, please let that other name, big name on the list be Roger Goodell. Every Saints fan would love that. That's for sure. Keep them coming at 870-870. Another one saying, is it Bernie Sanders the big name? To the phones we go. David in Metairie. What's going on, David? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, I think you're kind of missing the boat a little bit in terms of, you know, you're saying that he's a $6 billion guy, billion with a B, whatever. That doesn't matter. The guy, I mean, I don't have $6 billion. I don't have $6 million. But I could afford a $79 prostitute, and I could afford a $700 prostitute. But I don't do either. It's a moral thing. It's not a money thing. The guy lacks morals. They lack morals when it comes to Spygate and all the other issues they've had up there. He's just a loser, period.
David, you're right to point that out. I was just simply saying this. In other words, the $6 billion, I'm going, why would you expose when you're Robert Kraft, you've got $6 billion, and whether you condone, you think prostitution should be legal or not legal, the fact that you got $6 billion and you're going to enter into that act, why would you not take some assurances to protect yourself from getting outed, from this becoming public?
He showed his character before. You know his character.
Yeah.
I know his character, and he's a loser. It's that simple. It really is.
Yeah, David, he's certainly a dummy in this case. David, yeah. Thanks for the phone call.
All right,
have a good weekend. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, stepping in here now. And Bobby, as you can imagine, the lead story today is Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, getting busted in a prostitution sting in Jupiter, Florida. This shouldn't surprise you. Does it surprise you?
Well, it's kind of – it's echoing. Okay, I got you now. Yeah, is it surprising? Hell yeah, it's surprising. I'm like, well, what is Robert Kraft doing? It's not just the owner of the Buffalo Bills or Robert Kraft is like a Jerry Jones when you look at the NFL and what you're representing. Now, it'll be interesting to see. I think they're going to wait until everything comes out as far as the penalty with Roger Goodell, because you look under the collective bargaining agreement, I think they actually have a clause in there that actually even held to a higher standard than the players. But they have to be disciplined. You can't just sweep this under the rug. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to come about this. Now, you kind of chuckle at this, and it's kind of sad, but, I mean, why all of a sudden it just sounds like a B-movie? Why are you going to a massage parlor in a strip mall?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was just talking about, Bobby. You've got billions of dollars. You could be much more discreet about this.
It sounds like a joke when you think about it. Now, I don't know where the Patriots
have the top lawyers around him. And in a statement, a spokesperson with Mr. Kraft, a scene where he comes out and says, categorically, Robert Kraft denies that he was engaged in any illegal activity. And he says, because it's a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. Now, when I saw that, okay, he says it wasn't illegal activity, is he trying to sell that this was maybe consensual sex? Because it's on video, the actual act, my understanding. And then is there any exchange of money? Because you know how whether they're going to argue it or not. You know, you can look at it, and some people might say, well, that this is like he's not married anymore. What I mean by that, as far as what he does, not in a marriage, because, to show you how crazy it is, I think he's been dating a 39-year-old actress.
Yes. He's 77, dating a 39-year-old.
Yeah, just think about that. No, it's like a bad movie when you see this. So I think the one thing that he's charged, with the misdemeanor solicitation of a prostitute, and not once, but he goes in there twice, he's videotaped paying for it, so I guess they have him actually exchanging money and receiving sex at the illicit massage parlor. Now, what he can get really in trouble, and that's what I think the NFL is trying to find out everything about it. And I even heard, I read somewhere that he's not even like the most famous person that was even there. Like, they have somebody that's gonna catch your attention even more than Robert Kraft. And that what comes about, though, is the sex trafficking. And, widespread in Palm Beach County, my understanding, they were looking for a widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in the area. Now, that all of a sudden is a different category. Now, from a moral standpoint, you say, why are you soliciting a prostitute? That's a different argument. But then all of a sudden, when you're involved in sex trafficking and how everyone, I know, even if you think prostitution should be legal, when you look at sex trafficking, crossing state borders and all that, everybody frowns upon that. And so I'll be interested to see what's going to come about this. But this is not a good look for the world champ Patriots, and that being their owner, Mr. Kraft, because I think the NFL will have to come down hard on them simply because how they treat players, and they're supposed to discipline the owners, my understanding, even stiffer than the players because of, their responsibility and their leadership.
If this were a player, oh boy, Goodell would act swiftly, probably. But you're right, Bobby. And look, the perception, though, is that those two are big-time chums, Goodell and Kraft.
Well, but they've had their disagreements. They're big chums, but they've had their arguments behind the scenes and behind the scene. But I don't know. I think you got to treat everyone the same. I don't care if Jerry Jones and Commissioner Goodell, they've had problems in the past, or whoever's all buddies, the owners. You truly have to. Whether you want a 32, you have to give them and treat them with all the responsibility that they have for the leadership of their franchises. It'd be something like if something ever happened with Miss Gail Benson right now. Okay, Mr. Tom Benson passed away. He's no longer in the picture. She'd be held accountable to a high standard. I mean, that just comes with the territory of owning an NFL team and all that responsibility.
Bobby, about to go to news here shortly, but LSU and Bryant, three games for the Tigers, taking on Bryant. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. This is a Bryant squad that's been to an NCAA regional, so this is not going to be an easy laugher kind of series for the Tigers.
Well, I don't think it'll be an Air Force kind of game. You look up, what, three times in four games, they trail in the final innings, and they found a way to come back to start the season 4-0. But, Christian, I think it could be in that kind of game. Now, you want them. Maybe sort of fans are more at ease to set the tone from the get-go like they did against Air Force. But I'm even looking. I'd be surprised if they stay undefeated. I'm just saying you got to win, two out of the three. I think that's the key right now. But we talked to Coach Pinero yesterday how, outstanding baseball team Brian is. And they are always playing in the postseason. It seems like when you recognize that name and he was talking about the top pitcher for Auburn last year with the major leaguer, how they jacked three home runs off of him. So it's going to be a challenge for the Tigers this weekend, but they got to find somehow, some way to get two out of three.
The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, enjoy your weekend, man.
All right, Christian, and don't be soliciting no prostitutes.
Oh, my goodness, Bobby, for real?
I'm joking.
You're out of control.
Okay, all right, talk to you later.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. How about that as a parting shot? Oh, okay, dog, don't be soliciting prostitution. Only the cannon. Wow. If you're on hold, Howard, Jason, Chris, Mike in Mandeville, Sit tight. You guys will lead off after our CBS and local news headlines. Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, charged in a prostitution sting in Jupiter, Florida. Big deal or not, 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Also previewing LSU and Bryant tonight at 7 o'clock from the box. Game 2, by the way, has been moved tomorrow to 7 p.m. first pitch as well. But you can have all the coverage for you starting at 6:30 on the LSU Sports Radio Network tonight. Also, Ronnie Rance, as I mentioned, former LSU pitcher, CEO and president of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, will join us to break down the matchup in the series with Bryant. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, back to the phones we go. Howard in Houston, Texas. What's going on? Howard, you're on WWL.
You know, what gets me is that cities continue to finance stadiums for people like this guy, allegedly, you know, with a prostitute. Now, until cities stop building stadiums or changing the stadiums or updating stadiums for these people that are big millionaires, billionaires, and people ought to just think, look, stop going to the game. Stop paying money to go to these games.
Howard, that's a big leap, man. I get it. I understand where you're going, but
that's a big leap. Okay, well, let me say this, too. Well, I'm just sick of these people. Just I got to pay for stadium updates. And I see, like, Houston, I'm going to say that Houston and New Orleans both have flooding problems. I'm from New Orleans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, let's update the stadium. Let's do this to the stadiums. And these owners are just putting New Orleans and Houston, which have flood problems, at risk because we got to pay for their stadiums. Now, I think we got to stop paying for stadiums in the NFL, and the NFL is going down the drain.
Yeah, Howard, I mean, I'm failing to see how you're connecting it, the Robert Kraft news, to all of a sudden, hey, we're going to stop funding stadiums for these billionaires. Now, that's a separate conversation. You can have that conversation without today's development of Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged in a prostitution sting. You get what I'm saying, Howard? Thanks for the phone call. We welcome in now Ronnie Rance, one of my favorites, former LSU pitcher, CEO and president of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, at @sports_shorts. Breaking down LSU and Bryant, three-game series kicking off our tip, I should say, first pitch tonight at 7 p.m. at the box. Ronnie, how are you?
How you been, Christian? Good.
Good, man. I understand you're doing a little PA tonight at the box?
Yeah, how about that? You know, Bill Frank is, of course, the sports information director for LSU baseball for like 30 years and longtime the voice of the Tigers since 1990. Missing a few games, had a little medical cancer scare, dealing with that right now. Prognosis is very good. So we've got a few guys pitch, you know, filling in. Victor Howell did a game on Wednesday. I'm doing a couple this weekend. I got one in another week or so. Dan Bornay is doing tomorrow. So some different voices, and we're just all trying to fill the shoes of a great one, Bill Frank is.
Ronnie, first off, have fun doing that, and certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to Bill Frankes for sure. Looking at tonight's starter, Zach Hess, rough outing the first opening weekend against ULM, and Zach Hess has been inconsistent at times. Going back to last year, ERA over 5, we see a dominant performance one Friday night and then kind of a ho-hum performance the next. Is he going to bounce back, and do you think he is a Friday night starter, or should he go back to the bullpen?
Well, the problem is, Christian, let's say that a month from now we're still having this conversation. Maybe Zach Hess isn't as sharp as we would like. What do you do with him? I don't know that going back to the bullpen is really an option because you got a guy by the name of Todd Peterson on the back end, and I don't think you're going to sit him down. So, I mean, are you really going to take your Friday ace going into the season and relegate him to situational pitching or setup guy? I think what's more realistic is if a month from now, a month and a half from now, they still have some concerns, probably by that point some other guys will have emerged, maybe a Marceau, maybe a Hill, maybe a Walker. Maybe they could slide into the Friday, and then you bump past to maybe Saturday or Sunday. But I don't think he leaves the rotation, and I don't think he'll have a hurt. You know, he may not be Aaron Nola or Kevin Gausman or Lewis Coleman on a Friday night and be one of these All-American-type pitchers, but he can absolutely be a more than capable SEC Friday night starter who can, on occasion, go out and dominate for 7, 8, 9 innings.
Ronnie, but did Paul Maneri back himself into a corner a little bit on media days when he said he's our guy Friday night for the rest of the season no matter what?
I think so. He probably did a little bit. But, I mean, I think that was probably more for Zach Hess's psyche than anybody else's. I think he was wanting to send a message. I'm not going to talk about all these if, buts, nuts, and whats. You know, he's my guy. I believe in him. We've been to Cuba together. You know, he was my guy last year. And that just kind of set the record straight. Now, that said, Paul Maneri throughout his career has been known for midseason moves, April changes in the lineup that were drastic. So I wouldn't put it past him. If he at any point believes that what's better for the team is to move him to a different day, he will. But I don't see that happening. And if so, things would have to get catastrophic.
Ronnie Rantz, former LSU pitcher, CEO, and president of Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, also doing the PA tonight at Alex Box Stadium as LSU takes on Bryant at 7 o'clock right here on WWL. And Ronnie, most impressive newcomer to LSU so far?
Most impressive newcomer. I let's go Landon Marceau. I know it's not the wildest choice. I mean, the guy came in with all the accolades, turned down $1.5 million out of Destrehan High last year. Even considered, you know, skipping a senior year and coming to pitch at LSU the year before. That was a conversation in the works. So he's very good. We knew that, and he looks the part. Man, he's going to be 88 to 92 all day long with gusts more than that. He throws two different breaking balls, a great changeup. He throws strikes. He's got tremendous poise. He has everything in the arsenal to be a freshman All-American pitcher.
Ronnie, when you look at Brock Mathis behind the dish as a pitcher, as a former pitcher, I mean, how good does it feel when you know you've got a catcher behind the dish back there and you got runners at first and second or second and third and you can still spike a 58-foot curveball and it's not going to go to the backstop?
This is true. I mean, it means a lot. You know, everybody always talks about catchers hitting. Or look, give me a catcher that can, you know, hover around 250. But if that guy can catch and throw, that's what it's all about. I mean, that in today's college baseball, it's not the Skip Bertman era. It's not the Paul Maneri era of 08 and 09. The catcher role in defense plays more of a plays a bigger part in the success of your team. Plus, all you got to do is look at TD Ameritrade Ballpark in Omaha and see that monstrosity of a ballpark and realize it's all about defense if you're going to win a national championship. So that's why you'll see more and more guys give up a little bit behind the dish offensively.
Speaking of defense, LSU off to a little bit of a shaky start. I think they'll get it fixed, but yeah. 967 fielding percentage, that's not anywhere near where typically we see at LSU. They're usually in a 989 range, 987 range, Ronnie.
100%. Under Paul Maneri, the last 12 years, I mean, that's what they've hung their hat on. LSU and Florida have been the best two teams defensively in the SEC. I mean, pretty much 1-2 for the last 12 years. So it is surprising that with the defensive lineup for the most part, with Broussard at second and Hughes at third and Smith at short, that you would have any kind of errors out there. And we've seen a couple errors at first, and we've seen an error or two in outfield. That's surprising. That won't be like that. I guarantee you this defense is more of a 980 or better defense.
Yeah, and look, we know that Paul Maneri won't stand for it much longer, so it's not going to stay there. He'll make some changes if necessary. Ronnie Rantz, former LSU pitcher and CEO and president of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. He's going to be doing PA tonight at Alex Box Stadium. Have fun with that, man. I'm looking forward to hearing that. I'm going to be streaming it. I'm going to be streaming it over on the SEC network, but I'm looking forward to hearing you perhaps in the background announcing a player or making an announcement.
Yeah, Lynn and Lynn Rollins and Ben McDonald will be on the stream. Tonight I guess it's Doug Thompson, I think, and Chris Blair. I think they're taking the radio feed. But I tell you, one of the things we're going to do, look, you can't fill the shoes of Bill Frankes, right? The guy's a Hall of Fame broadcaster and great guy. So we're going to have a little fun. And I told them when they called me and asked me to do it, I said, man, I'm not going to try to be Bill. I'm going to be Ronnie Rantz. And so we're going to have a little fun with it. I think we're going to have, some Skip Bertman impersonations doing a whole inning. And, you know, we're going to have some fun with it. It won't be your average PA guy, that's for sure.
I got you. Ronnie Rantz. Good stuff, man. Have a good weekend. Enjoy it tonight.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. There he goes. Ronnie Rantz, former LSU pitcher, CEO, and president of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Good follow on Twitter at sports_shorts. Coming back for Chris and Mike in Mandeville. You're up next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Later in the 5 o'clock hour, my favorite subject these days, the LHSAA. Reached out to Eddie Bonani, executive director. He declined to come on. But nonetheless, I got some things I want to just get off my chest, just talk about with the LHSAA, and including some fines, some hefty fines, one for Carver in particular, $9,000. We'll talk about that next hour. Chris and Mattery, what's going on, Chris? You're on WWL.
Yeah, I'm just going to make my little comment about Robert Kraft.
Go right ahead.
Old boy, 77 years old, got a 39-year-old girlfriend. And now they run him down in Florida, running behind hoes and shit in Florida. All I can say.
All right, Chris, thanks for the phone call. Mike in Mandeville. What's going on, Mike? You're on WWL.
Semper Fi, Devil Dog.
Semper Fi.
You know, the only way that this story could get better is if one of the other famous people on the list were Roger Goodell and the ref who didn't throw the flag. I mean, this is so stupid, but, you know, this happens all the time where people thinking with the wrong head. But, you know, Jerry Springer was a mayor of Cincinnati, was where I'm from, just north of Cincinnati. And he wrote a check to a prostitute while I was in office. And the argument wasn't that the goofball was dumb, did that or was going to engage in that behavior. He's too stupid to run an NFL franchise, just like Springer's too stupid to run a city. I mean, that you're going to go out and put yourself in that situation and get caught. I mean, who knows? And that's just what you caught him at. Who knows what other garbage he's been doing?
Yeah, look, again, Mike, whether you are, you know, whether you stand on the side that prostitution should be legal or it should be okay, the bottom line is it's illegal right now, right? It's not legal.
And smoking weed, yeah.
Right, so the law says that he broke the prostitution law, you know, and solicited a prostitute. So therefore, hey, look, you got to pay the price. So here's my deal, though. If I'm Robert Kraft, if I'm of his stature, why am I exposing myself to the
storefront chick? You know, I mean, massage.
Yeah, I mean, why am I exposing myself to this kind of thing when I could at least have some sort of protection and be in discretion about it? If I had the girl, if I wanted to partake in this act, and I had the girl delivered to me in a private way, I'm shocked that he didn't take precaution to protect who he is.
Well, you know, it's sick. That's what gets into the whole deal. Hugh Grant, if you ever saw the picture of the chick that Hugh Grant was with while he's dating Elizabeth Hurley, it was, you know, just ridiculous. This stuff that this leads to a whole different idea of behavior, and the phrase "dirty old man" comes up. Now I'm an old man, but Jesus, I mean, what kind of, you know, if you be a little smarter, you think, you know, people say, no, don't do that, you know?
That's the other thing, too. He had a guy drive him there, right? So
you would think, security.
Yeah, well, you would think that his security or his driver would say, Mr. Kraft, you sure you want to do this? Like, in other words, hey, there's a better way you can go about this to protect your identity and have some discretion involved. But no, just drive me right there. I mean, you would think that one of his lieutenants would say, Robert, it's probably not a good idea to have the owner of the New England Patriots going into an establishment that, by the way, has had a track record for sex trafficking and prostitution in the past. I mean, you got to question Robert Kraft's intelligence and the intelligence of the people around him to allow that to happen. Coming back for Joey in Pearl River, and you two at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. This is WWL.
I can't speak to the exact dollar number that individual paid. However, there is a specific number for a time frame when you were there that you paid.
Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, categorically denies that he solicited a prostitute. He's charged in a prostitution sting in Jupiter, Florida. Who do you believe, the police or Robert Kraft? I'm kind of going with the police. Yeah, they've got video evidence. Kind of hard to refute that. Joey in Pearl River. What's going on, Joey? You're on WWL.
What's going on, Christian?
How are you?
Man. Okay, dude. Listen, before I say anything about my theory with Robert Kraft, the other day when Josh Smith got hit in the face with that ball, I got to wondering, I mean, man, the way he got nailed, who's got a contract out on this poor guy, man? Right. I mean, I thought he was going to be, you know, gone by... until, you know, the SEC tournament or something.
Right.
But he didn't, you know, he brushed it off, man. But I was just wondering, you don't think some of those other 25 that, you know, got caught up in that sting, this is about the time of year that the major league owners go down for the winter meeting down in Winter Haven. You don't think they got together for a little, you know, a little...
Joey,
man, I can't say.
I know what you're. I know what you're insinuating. MLB owners, this isn't the time. That's spring training time. MLB winter meetings happen, I think, in January or December, something like that. I think it might be, yeah, around January. I apparently, though, there's another bigger name than Robert Kraft on this list. I can't wait to find out who that is. I mean, if you think about name, come on, Robert Kraft is one of the most powerful owners in the National Football League. Oh, by the way, he's the reason the NFL ended the lockout in 2011 and came to an agreement with the CBA. He was the owner that kind of got that done. That's how powerful he is. So if there's another name bigger than Robert Kraft's, oh boy, I can't wait to hear who that is. Jay and Slidell, you're up next hour. Also going to go our draft profiles. Tim Ward, Old Dominion defensive end, at TW_3. Next hour, and your phone calls as well at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Talking a little LHSAA as well. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.